today is trying to downplay the importance of the sacrificial blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that He shed on Calvary. But can I say today, it is that blood that makes us whole again. Had it not been for the blood, amen, I would still be in my sin. Had it not been for that price, that atoning price, the blood of Jesus Christ, thank God the blood will never lose its power. The blood is still, amen, precious. The Bible talks about the precious blood, the Lamb of God, and what a precious, amen, a price that He paid for us. Turn with us to the book of Exodus chapter 12. We're going to be speaking upon that blood. Amen. We see it in Exodus chapter 12, a very beautiful picture of the blood atonement there in Exodus chapter 12. The Bible says this, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man shall, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herb they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden with, at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his leg, and with the pertness thereof. And he shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning shall burn with fire. Thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, and I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses wherein where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you, and to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Amen. I want to look here upon this scripture today and ask to deal with that blood atonement. Now, we know this story here is talking about, amen, there when God had told Moses, amen, sending to Pharaoh and to lead the children of Israel out of the bondage that they were in. The Bible said, amen, there arose a time when their king arose that knew not Joseph. In other words, all that God had done for the Egyptians through Joseph, through the man of God that God had set in motion to save all, not only Egypt, but all the land around about, amen, from the plague, from the famine that come upon the land of Egypt. But the Bible says time had passed, and the Bible said that there come a king that knew not Joseph. This Pharaoh, amen, did not, he sure enough he had heard about Joseph, but yet he chose not to know Joseph. He chose not, amen, to follow in the teachings of Joseph. And because of that, he looked at the children of Israel there that were increasing in the land of Egypt. He began to say, we need to do something about it. If we don't do something about them, they're going to overrun us, and they're going to be more than us, and take rule over us. The Bible said that Pharaoh put them in bondage. The Bible said that, amen, the children of Israel, they were afflicted, were in bondage, began to cry out to God in the midst of their affliction. Here where Moses came into the picture. How we find out the story of Moses, I'll not spend time on that, but yet God, amen, appeared to him in a flaming fire in a bush, there in the backside of the desert, there in Hebron. Amen, God told Moses, listen, I've seen the affliction of our people there in Israel. I've chosen you, amen, to go to lead them out of Egyptian bondage. How do we find out that God sent Moses and Aaron went with him, amen, to go to Pharaoh Having to begin to talk to the king to let the children of Israel go. Everybody knows how the story they began to proclaim to the king Pharaoh what their plan, what God had instructed them to do. The Bible said to King Pharaoh, said, I don't know your God. I will not let these people go. And we know what the story, how the story goes. The Bible said that God brought 10 plagues upon them. One began, it began to get progressively worse. But we find in this text how they come down to the 10th plague. And we find out in Exodus chapter 11 how that 10th plague was a time. Chapter 11, look here, the Bible said, and the Lord gave, and the Lord spoke to Moses, verse 1, and yet, well, I will bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall only thrust you out hence altogether. Amen. Speak now in the ears of the people that every man born of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor had jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor inside the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt inside of Pharaoh's servant. In the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn of the land of Egypt shall die from the firstborn of Pharaoh. And the seed of the born is strong. Even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill and all the firstborns of beasts. Amen. We find out that God told Moses, you go to Pharaoh and tell me there will be one more plague. Amen. There in the land of Egypt. And it will be a plague that will happen about the midnight hour. Amen. Amen. There will be a cry from every household. And the firstborn of every family, whether it be man or beast, will be slain at the midnight hour. Can I say we see the plague was pronounced upon Egypt. It was the plague of death. Can I say the Bible tells us we too, amen, have a plague. You say, preacher, what is that? It is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. We see the plague that God pronounced upon the land of Egypt. With a plague of death upon the firstborn of everyone, every home, every family there in the land of Egypt. I want you to know it was a plague. It was a pronounced, a plague was pronounced upon every household. Hey man, there was not but one way will you get out from under this plague. You say, preacher, what was that? I'm glad, thank God, we see that the Bible says there was one plan. There was a plan that God had for the children of Israel. And you say, preacher, what was that plan? That plan was, the blood of that lamb. God gave Moses an instruction to the house of Israel. He said, here's what you do. We see those instructions given plainly there in the book of Exodus chapter number 12. He began to tell there, that what they had to take a lamb that's without spot and without blemish. Brother Randy, we see a beautiful picture, of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said it would take, that lamb that was without spot and without blemish. I'm glad today that we serve a Savior, that was perfect. We serve one thing, God, whose blood, that perfect blood of Jesus Christ. There was that lamb without spot and that lamb without blemish. We find out, don't you notice, Brother Brian, Bible tells us over there in the latter part of that verse, Bible, verse 7, I believe it was, in chapter number 12, God said, what you need to do. Part of that plan was to take that blood and strike it upon the mantle, strike it upon the doorpost of every house of the children of Israel. And he said everyone that was that to go into those houses where the blood was would not be affected by this plague of the death of the firstborn. You say, preacher, what does that have to got to do with it? Can I ask you the question today? That blood was applied, Brother Randy, upon that doorpost. That blood was applied upon that mantle. And thank God, that protected the children of Israel from that plague of the death of the firstborn. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Can I ask you today, this morning, I've been ready on land. Has the blood been applied to your heart? I'm talking about a picture. That blood was applied upon the mantle, upon the doorpost of the house. Oh, the picture of that sacrificial blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It would protect God's people. Amen. For what was to come. Oh, can I tell you today we find out it was about the midnight hour. Amen. This plague was to take place in the land of Egypt. You'll find out in the Bible, amen, that midnight hour, the transition from one day to the next. Our transition, amen, going away from the old day into a new day. Can I say today, I believe, Brother Randy, one day the judgment of God's going to fall upon America, upon this land, upon this world, not only just on America, but on this world. There's coming a day. There's coming a midnight hour. Amen. Oh, the death angel is going to come upon this land. Honey, can I say, preacher, what's going to make a difference? Having a difference is, or have you had the blood of Jesus applied to your heart? Is the blood have been applied to your heart? Can I say today we see the plan God provided, amen, for the house of Israel. It was to take that lamb. Amen. It was to take that blood of that lamb. Amen. Applied upon the doorpost. And what God told Moses, that you tell the children of Israel that you're there to go in that household, there to stay within that household. Amen. And when I see the blow and that death angel passes over the land of Egypt about the midnight hour, he said, every home, amen, that does not have the blood applied, that death angel will visit, amen, there'll be death upon the firstborn of every household in the land of Egypt. But when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I'm glad, thank God, we see the plan that was provided. Oh, but I'm glad, thank God, that provision that was made for those, amen, God's people, that provision, the precious promise of the, amen, a holy God that said, listen, if you'll do what I tell you to do, when judgment comes upon the land of Egypt, thank God, you won't have to worry, Brother Randy. Amen, you'll be all right. You won't have to be scared. You won't have to feel the pain, feel the agony of the judgment of God when it comes upon the land, because it is the blood that's been applied. It is the blood that makes the difference. And I say to you this morning, you listen to the sound of my voice out there in radio land today. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, can I say you're under the same plague that, amen, the land of Egypt it was under. Amen, that death angel's coming one day. Amen, that judgment's coming one day. Can I say today, if you're not under provision of the blood of Jesus Christ, you will experience the judgment of God. Oh, can I tell you, but there's a way out. There's a way that you don't have to experience the judgment of God. You can experience the peace of God. And it is true. A relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by accepting, amen, the plan that God gave to each and every one of us to escape a place called hell and the eternal judgment of the Holy God. The preacher, I don't believe in that bloody religion. And I say it still takes the blood. The only way that you're going to get to heaven, Brother Bush, I'm glad it still takes the blood. It's through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're living in a world society today just trying to say, well, you can make it by living right. You can make it by doing good deeds. You can make it by helping the poor. You can make it this way and that way. But can I say, it is still the blood. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And can I say, Jesus is the door. He is the only door. It is His blood that still makes atonement. It is His blood that still makes provision. Amen. For those that have the blood applied to their heart. But Randy, it ain't through nothing we've done or can do. But it's only through that provision of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Can I ask you today, had the blood been applied? If you listen to the sound of my voice this morning, please, Oh, if you've now had the blood of Jesus, preacher, how can I apply the blood by accepting, hey man, a wonderful plan of salvation? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey man, Jesus, hear that? Hey man, that plan that God provided. All you've got to do is put your trust in Him through salvation. Realize you're lost and you're a sinner and you need Jesus. Fall on your knees right now and say, God, I'm just a sinner. I don't want to die and go to hell. Lord, please come into my heart and be the Lord and Savior of my life. I trust you by faith and your wonderful work of salvation. Believe that God will do what He said He'd do. Thank God you can have the blood applied to your heart. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Had the blood been applied back to the natural this time?